Good to see you all.
很开心见到大家。
Is a school holiday on now?
Last week. Last week.
Last week. Yeah. So children are looking forward to going on holiday.
很快我们在校的学生要放暑假了，所以可能很快有些。
And so we expect many families you're going to be going on holiday in the next 2 months.
可能在接下来一两个月当中，教会会比较清静一点，可能家庭会去度假外出。
Preaching the gospel.
可能他们会带着神的意向、神的使命来出去。
And the rest of us going to be here holding, keeping the shop open.
我们呢，其余剩的人会继续待在这里呢，继续的营业哈，我们照常营业。
So whatever your plans are during the summer, we bless you.
所以不管我们在接下来的暑假当中你的计划如何，我们都愿神祝福你。
And we believe God will be with us here in the church in a great way.
愿神在我们在这里 East Ham 也继续的与我们同在来做奇妙工作。
And also when you are on holiday.
当然在度假的时候，愿神也使用你们做神的工作。
The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you.
神会祝福大家。
Is it balanced? You sound really loud though. Or is it just? Oh, okay. Now I'm going to.Corinthians chapter 1 and Corinthians chapter 2 are probably the most, to me, are two of the most important chapters, not only in the book of Corinth, but also in the New Testament.
对我来说呢，哥林多前书第一章、第二章在整个新约当中都有一个很重要的一个分量。
I would encourage you to read it times.
我鼓励大家多次的去读这几个章节。
When we are Pentecostals and Charismatic, we like to just skip to chapter 12.
很多时候我们作为灵恩派的教会，我们常常就是直接跳到哥林多前书十二章讲属灵的恩赐。
And if we are getting married, we like to skip to chapter 13.
如果讲到婚礼的话，我们会跳到十三章讲关于什么是爱。
But if you read the rest of the book, the church has full of problems.
但是如果我们把其他章节一起来读的时候，我们发现在当时的教会有很多的问题。
Moral problems as well as spiritual problems.
不光在道德方面有问题，在属灵层面也有很多的问题。
And so, being a Greek church, people love philosophy.
那么作为一个很伟大的教会，他们很喜欢各样的神学的道理。
They like reasoning. They like wisdom.
他们喜欢各样的争论，各样的理论。
So pretty much today, it reflects today's society where we love hearing, different opinions.
他们当时教会的那个景象呢，能正是反映了如今社会当中我们所遇见的一种场景。我们喜欢听不同意见。
And so, every day we have lots and lots of information.Coming into us.
每天我们能接收到各种各样不同的讯息在我们的里面。
You see, in the past, 34 years ago, before the internet, you will hear the sermon on the Sunday and you go home.
所以可能我们讲到三十多年前，如果我们来教会，我们就是在教会听了讲到，然后就回家。
And you actually believe what the pastor says.
然后呢，你真的就是牧师讲什么，你就相信什么。
But now you go back home and you listen to other sermons on the internet.
然后现在呢，就是可能你听了你教会牧师的讲道，然后你还去可能在网上听别人的教导。
And lots of online courses.
然后呢，在网上有很多网上的课程。
These are all very good.
这些资源其实是很好的。
If they are good.
但是如果他们是他们的那个源头是好的。
But the enemy also sow a lot of problems.
但是仇敌也用着这样的这种方式呢，撒了很多不好的种子。
Sometimes you find extreme teaching, false teaching on the internet.
现在在网络上有很多可能极端的教导，甚至一些错误的教导。
So you have to be very careful.
所以我们必须要谨慎，要小心。
And so Paul finds in the Corinthian situation where there's a lot of problems in the church.
所以当时保罗在哥林多教会当中就有发现这样的问题，各式各样的问题。
And people are not quite sure exactly what is the truth.
那么当时的信徒他们都非常的混淆，不知道哪一个是真理了。
And so this is a kind of like a lesson for us that every single time when we're listening to teachings, when we are coming across new information, we have to evaluate, we have to pray about it to make sure, you know, it is from the Lord.
所以当我们如今要学的功课就是，当我们接受到一些新的内容和讯息的时候，我们需要不断的去分辨，来不断的评估确认是从神而来的，是在真理上的。
And don't just go for something that is logical.
不要只是觉得说这个东西它的道理哦，好像讲道理讲得通，你就接受了。
Just because somebody online give you a logical explanation doesn't mean it's the truth.
并不代表说一个人给你讲了一个很有常理、按照理论逻辑很强的一个解释，就代表是对的。
Amen.
嗯。
Okay. Christianity is not logical.
其实我们基督教的信仰并不是按照逻辑可以解释得通的。
Amen.God is not logical.
我们的神也不是按逻辑可以来认识的这位神。
How do you know that you've understood the doctrine of Trinity correctly?
你如何知道你对这个三位一体的神的这个真这个神学明白了呢？弄清楚了呢
？It's when it's not logical.
就是因为这个东西本身就不是按常理出牌的。
And you cannot make sense of it.
对你来说，就是常理是理解不了的。
Christ being God and man at the same time is not logical.
基督作为百分之百的人，也是完全的神，这个点本身就不合乎常理。
Amen. And so one of the ways to actually engage is to actually say, is it actually reflective in the Bible?
所以有一个方法，我们需要不断的验证、查证，说是不是跟圣经的道理是吻合的。
And so Paul here.In 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians is bringing the church back to the basics.
所以保罗在哥林多前书和后书里面的内容呢，就是带领当时的哥林多教会回到圣经的真理。
Paul ensures that the Corinthian people understood that every Christian has to trace the history back to the cross.
保罗是确保哥林多教会他们所认识的这个真理都会追溯到十字架。
In our faith, if we can't point back to the cross, then we are not actually, we haven't understood the gospel.
如果我们的信心最终没有回到十字架的话，那我们的这个信仰是不在真理之上的。
And so in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, sorry, chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
在哥林多后书的二章一到二节。
Now I've actually preached on this.A number of times, but I'm going to keep repeating it until I feel we've got the truth.
这个讲题呢，我会不断的重复几次，直到我觉得我们大家都掌握了这个要领。
Because in order to understand, Paul is saying to the Corinth, we need a different mind compared to the mind of the world.
保罗在向哥林多的教会强调这一点，为了让我们可以真正在信仰当中是扎根的，我们的思想不是这个世界的思想意念。
So in order to deal with the problems in the church, it needs a different kind of mindset.
为了来解决在教会当中出现的各种各样的问题，我们必须一种不同的意念来思想。
And so to deal with our problems in life, we need more than worldly wisdom.
所以同样的，我们要处理我们生命中所遇到的各样的问题，我们也需要不只是除了这个世界的智慧以外更多的东西。
And Paul introduces in this chapter the mind of Christ.
那么保罗在哥林多后前书的二章这里讲到关于说基督的心。
Now if we are non-believers, we are dependent on our education and our upbringing and our culture.
作为信徒，如果我们是取决于我们自己受的教育的程度、我们的经历、我们的阅历来说。
And if that's not opposed, if that mindset is not opposed,
如果这样的一个想法不是积极的
，you will actually live by it.
所以我们就会按照这样的想法来过活。
And that's why the devil attacks our education system.
这是为什么仇敌来攻击我们的教育系统
？And that every controlling government will start from the education system in order to change the culture.
所以每一个执政的这个政府，他们的领导都是从教育基层来入手。
So that the population believe in a certain understanding.
所以他们所做的事情代表了他们的认知。
And then we wonder why our life is like this.
所以我们想，为什么我们生命中会遇到这样的问题呢
？And then we try and find a book to try and resolve our problems.
然后我们读各样的书籍，尝试找到方法来解决这样的问题。
But we can't find a solution.
但是终究我们还是找不到一个最合适的方法。
Even when we go and study psychology, which is one of the most popular subjects in university at the moment.
甚至我们去学一些心理学是目前可能在大学里面最流行的一个专业。
And after you graduate, you feel you understood human beings.
那么当你毕业以后，你觉得好像对人性有更多的认识。
But unfortunately, psychology doesn't teach you about the spiritual side of human beings.
但是很可惜的是，心理学并不能教导关于说人的灵性方面的问题。
Amen. And that is why Paul says there is another mind.
所以为什么这里保罗说还有一个另外的一个意念
And that's the mind of Christ.
那就是关乎基督的意念
And the mind of Christ reflects how God thinks.
基督的意念来显明的神的意念
And Paul declares that we have the mind of Christ.
那保罗也宣告说我们同样也有基督的意念
But you say, excuse me, when I became a Christian, I didn't have a brain transplant.
很多人说我信主的时候我好像并没有经过大脑一个移植
What Paul is saying is when you receive the Holy Spirit in your born again experience
保罗在说当我们从灵里面得重生的时候
The Holy Spirit understands God
那么这个住在我们里面的圣灵是明白神的心意的
The Holy Spirit has the mind of God
圣灵也有神的意念
And he will communicate to us, will influence us, that wisdom. We can appropriate that wisdom. We can take on that wisdom. Although it is not our wisdom, but we can have that wisdom of God.
所以正因为如此，圣灵会把从神而来的意念和智慧放在我们的里面，让我们可以领受。
Now, if we truly understand this,
如果我们真正明白这一点的话
And if we know how to appropriate this wisdom of God
让我们如何的去采纳领受从神来的智慧
Remember, this is God's wisdom, not our wisdom
记住这不是我们人的智慧而是神的智慧
But what God wants us to do is listen and learn from that wisdom
神要我们做的是让我们学会倾听并且学会从神来的智慧
And the Holy Spirit on an everyday basis will help you and will make you more and more in your thoughts In your mind, more and more like the mind of Christ.
那么圣灵在每一天的日常生活当中会继续的去塑造你，让你的心思意念与神的意念相吻合、相一致。
And if you have that mind,
如果我们有这样的意念的话
then you have the wisdom of God.
那我们就得到了神的智慧。
Amen. Do you know what happens? You become more clever than the people who just understand the world wisdom.
当我们觉得当我们变得比这个世上人只有这个世上人的智慧更聪明的时候会怎么样呢
I tell you, when you're full of the Holy Spirit and if you have the mind of Christ you will have wisdom above that which is in the world
所以当我们被圣灵所充满我们得着从神而来的智慧的时候我们会比在这世界上的人更
Have you ever worked with somebody who's highly educated but they've got no common sense?
有没有遇到过有些人他们受过高等的教育但他们对常识这一块很缺乏
I've worked with several Cambridge and Oxford people graduates and I'm thankful that I didn't employ them
我遇到过在工作职场上遇到过很多从剑桥牛津剑桥毕业的学生
You may be very good with your books but then suddenly you don't have wisdom to solve problems
很多时候你们光有是从一些理论书本上的一些知识但是你没有这种智慧来解决问题
You see, when you are dealing with problems in your family or dealing with problems in your life textbooks what you learn in university is not enough may not be enough
很多时候当我们要处理我们在家庭当中生活当中遇到的这种各样的问题的时候从书本上学的这种理论知识可能根本不够帮到我们
And so Paul is dealing with Corinthian problemsimmorality and all sorts of spiritual problems and everybody is so proud of their wisdom and they're so proud of reading up certain philosophers but Paul is saying that is not enough what you need is the mind of Christ
所以保罗对于哥林多教会那些信徒他们说他们觉得他们有很多的智慧他们觉得他们有很多各种道理但是保罗却告诉他们这样还是不够的
And this is what we need to understand today.
这是我们今天需要明白的一点。
Everything we can learn from the world is not enough to help us in our issues.
很多时候我们在这个世上所学到的一些知识和所谓的智慧并不足够来帮助我们解决问题。
As Christians, as people of the cross, Paul is saying, we've been given a gift. We've been given the mind of Christ.
作为基督徒，作为神儿女，我们有这样的一个恩赐，得到这样礼物来领受从神而来的意念。
But as a Christian, have we really truly got hold of this mind of Christ and apply that mind in our daily lives?
但是作为基督徒，我们有没有真的明白并且领受这样的意念，并且运用在我们的实际生活当中呢
？If not, we need to actively every day try and acquire this wisdom of God into our lives.
如果还没有的话，我们需要每天来积极的去领受啊，得到这样的智慧，来帮助我们处理生活中各样的问题。
And so in verse 1, Paul says, And when I came to you, brothers, did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom. For I decided I to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ.Christ Him crucified.
哥林多前书二章一到二节说：“弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣讲神的奥秘，因为我曾定了主意在你们中间，不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。”
So what Paul was saying, when I came to you, I didn't try and impress you with my education.
保罗说当我来到你们当中给你们传道的时候我并没有用我的所谓的学识来给你们一个好的印象或者用我的一些才干 来使你们顺服你们
He said, I'm not here to persuade you.
我不是来这里来说服你们的
All I want to know
我所知道的
is whether you have received Jesus, the one who's crucified.
我所要知道就是你们有没有领受耶稣基督并他的十字架
Because earlier on in the chapter, Paul is saying, because to you Greeks, Christ being crucified is foolishness.
因为保罗在哥林多前书第一章讲到对于 那种对希腊人说耶稣钉十字架是一种愚拙的事情
Think about it. Before we became a Christian, when I first heard the gospel, how can someone die on the cross?Actually, can save me.
所以，当我刚刚信主的时候，当我听到说有人在十字架为我死这件事情可以拯救我的生命
，How can a dead person help me?
一个死的人怎么能帮助到我呢
？Amen. I need somebody who's got talents. I need somebody who's got money to be able to help me.
我希望是有一个才干的人，或者很有钱的人才能帮助到我。
When I'm looking for a job, I need somebody who's got a job to help me.
当我在找工作的时候，我需要一个已经有这工作资源的人才可以帮助到我。
I need a teacher to teach me.
我希望一个老师他能教导我。
When I'm in need in life, I need somebody that can really truly help me.
在我生命中遇到问题的时候，我需要那些真正能帮助到我的人。
When I'm sick, I need a doctor.
当我生病的时候，我需要医生。
But how can a dead person who died can help me.
但为什么一个死了一个人一个钉十字架死的人能帮助到我呢
And so to the Greek, Jesus being crucified is the answer is foolishness.
所以对于希腊人来说他们觉得耶稣钉十字架这件事对他们来说是极其愚昧的一件事情。
I remember when in the young days when we used to give out tracts.
我记得在很久以前我们常常发传单。
We bought a lot of tracts.
我们发单张
And every time you give a tract to people, people look at it, sometimes throw it away, or they just put it in a pocket and walk away.
那时候他们收到这个单张的时候，他们要不就是随手就扔了，或者就直接放在包包里面，也不会去理会。
But then we bought one particular tract.
但是当时我们印了特殊一种单张。
How you can be rich.
然后那个单张上面写的说，你如何变为有富有。
Wow, everybody when they looked at the tract, whoa, they put it in a pocket. They all want that.
然后当他们看到那个标题的时候如何成为有钱的人的时候他们马上就留住了它然后放在包包里面
But they will be very disappointed when they open the track and tell you about Christ crucified
可能估计他们看到那个单张的内容的时候讲到耶稣并他钉十字架估计很失望吧
You see, to the Corinthian people in the Greek philosophy this is a complete illogical andSomething they reject.
所以对于希腊人，他们按照他们的那种理论来讲，这种十字架是极其愚昧，是不合常理的事情。
You see, if Christ remained dead, then it is foolishness.
如果耶稣他死了没有复活，那么可能就真的是一个很愚拙的事。
But the Bible tells us he rose from the dead.
但是圣经告诉我们，耶稣不仅死了，还死而复活。
And then descended into heaven and became king.
并且升入高天，成为君王。
And Paul is saying that is what I'm going to demonstrate to you.
保罗说，这就是我向要向你们展示的。
That what you call weakness is actually the power of God.
你所看我愚拙的，却是神的大能。
And this is how God saves people.
这是神让人得救的方式。
This is God's wisdom.
这才是神的智慧。
That he can save you like that.
他可以借着这样看似愚拙的方式来拯救你。
And so, in a similar way, God can help us in a way that we can never fully understand.
那么同样的，神会看用一些我们永远无法理解的方法来帮助我们。
Think about it. Elijah was fed by a widow who's got no food.
现在在旧约当中讲到以利亚先知，当时他被一个快要死的那个寡妇给他吃的东西救活了。
That's illogical.
觉得当时不合乎常理啊。
And then I forgot the name of the general who got leprosy. In order for him to be healed, he had to dip 7 times in the river.
那么一个在当时在一个将军，从外邦人的将军，他得了那个麻风病，然后找到先知让他在约旦河里面浸七次
就得医治。
他的那种吩咐是完全不合乎常理的。
You see, many times when we see in the Bible, God does things completely different and surprising and foolishly, and we see that as foolishness.
所以在圣经当中我们看过很多这样的例子，神的一些指示和命令完全是不按常理出牌，在我们人的智慧当中甚至看为愚拙。
And so when we shut that part of God out, then God doesn't seem to be able to help us in our daily lives.
就是因为这样的原因，我们常常把神拒之门外，让神没有办法进入到我们生命当中来帮助我们。
Because God could be using a foolish method to help you.
因为神可能会用一些我们看似很愚
How many times have we said, there's no way God can help me in my situation?
有多少次我们心里这样说，绝对不可能，神怎么可能帮得到我？
And those of you who follow church history, you see, Yong Ki Cho, when he was building his church, he needed money.
我们当时看到韩国的一个那个牧师 Yong Ki Cho, 当时他开始建立教会的时候。
And he went, no matter how he tried to raise money from the congregation, people refused to give.
当时他不管他怎么努力想从会众当中来集资来建立教会，都达不成。
Until one day, a beggar came forward.
直到有一天，一个乞丐来到前面。
And gave his bowl and chopsticks to Pastor Yong Ki Cho.
但是他就把那乞丐把他要饭的那个碗跟筷子
He said,
拿到牧师面前。
This is all I have.
他这是我的所有的家当。
And then Yong Ki Cho asked him,But if you give your only possession, how are you going to actually feed yourself?
然后当时牧师问他，你把你所有的家当给我了，那你怎么去乞讨呢？
He said, don't worry, I can use some cardboard.
然后他说，不用担心，我会用一些塑料盒子去弄。
Do you know when the congregation saw this one act, the Holy Spirit broke this resistance?
当那个乞丐他当时一种善行，他那个举动，圣灵用他的那种举动来感动整个会众。
And then somebody in the congregation said, I will pay $1,000 for that, for the chopstick and bowl.
然后当时会众当中有人就开口说，我要出$1,000来买下那个
筷子跟碗。Somebody else said, No, I'll pay $10,000.
然后有些人说，我要出$10,000。
In the end, it became the most expensive bowl.And chopsticks.
然后最后这个乞丐的那个碗跟筷子成为一个最值价的东西。
And that's how the church raised the money.
这就是神用这个方法帮这个教会来集资。
Now, in our wildest imagination, we will never use a beggar's chopsticks and bowl.
在我们无限量的想象当中，我们都想不到神会用这个乞丐的碗和筷子来达成这件事情。
Instead, we produce some sort of jade bowl from Emperor so-and-so.
所以可能我们的想法就是用一些用玉做的那些东西来
Emperor of China
好像那些古董啊，好像帝王用的那些玉器来做这个事。
God does things differently.
但是我们的神做事是完全不同的。
He turns the biggest bowl into gold and silver.
他把一个真的是不能再廉价的东西变成一个价值连城的。
Amen. And if we do not limit God in our lives, then God has no limit in your life.
只要我们在生命当中不要去限制神，那么神就能无限量的帮助我们。
And so when Paul came to the Corinth, he was not going to be relying on his qualification.
所以当保罗来到哥林多教会的时候，他没有使用他自己的所谓的学历和才干去做这件事情。
Verse 3 said, "And I was with you in weakness, in fear, and much trembling. My speech and my message was not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power."That your faith might not rest in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God.
这里第二章的三到五节继续说，我在你们那里时又软弱又恐惧又战战兢兢，我说的话讲的道不是用委婉智慧的言语，而是以圣灵的大能来证明，我要使你们的信不是靠着人的智慧，而是靠着神的大能。
Paul instead, he demonstrated God's word in power, in signs and wonders, so that those who are highly educated are wondering what's going on.
所以保罗用一种完全人想不到的方法，用神的大能来证明神的道，所以让那些曾经受过高等教育的人，他们无可辩驳。
Amen. So that Paul says, so that you will not have faith in my words, but instead what you see as the power of God.
他说你可能对我的话没有信心，但是你要见证神的大能。
Amen. That's why when we preach the gospel, don't rely too much about you, how clever you can present the gospel.
所以当我们在传福音的时候，我们不是来依靠我们自己多么有能力口才来讲这个福音。
It is much easier if you can just pray for them and a miracle happen.
可能更简单的是你就是凭信心为他们祷告，可能神迹会发生。
I remember years ago when I was in Botswana, I was invited to speak to all these doctors because I was living in the chief doctor's home.
但是我记得我在很久以前一个宣教的活动当中，我对那些一群医生在给他们传福音。
And he invited all the doctors from the hospital to listen to me preaching.
然后呢，那个主治医生把他们医院里面所有医生都邀请过来听我讲道。
And I remember there's a consultant doctor wearing heels with jewelry everywhere dripping. She came out thinking, I don't believe this.
我记得当时其中有一个专家哈，他的打扮的非常的得体，来到我们当中，那个态度就是觉得说，哦，我肯定不会相信的。
But she came out for prayer.
然后当时他走出来，让我帮他祷告。
As a non-believer.
那么当时他是作为一个非信徒的一个。
Full of doubts.
当时是充满各种的疑惑。
And as soon as she came out, I immediately said, you have two sons.
然后当他一走出来的时候，我就讲一句，我说你有两个儿子。
And one of your sons has left home.
我说其中一个儿子已经离家出走。
And right now you are hurting.
现在你为这个事情很伤心。
And you're wondering if there's a God, can he bring my son back?
然后我说你心里想，如果有神的话，那他会不会让我这个离家出走的儿子回来呢？
And the woman went, How did you know?
然后他听到我说这个话，他就很诧异，说你怎么知道？
She began to cry.
然后他开始泪
如下。Can God truly help me?
他说神真的能帮到我吗？
I said, Of course God can help you.
我说当然神能帮你。
You see, when you become a Christian, you can pray for your son every day, and when you pray for your son will come back.
我说当你信主以后，你可以每天为你儿子祷告。当你祷告的时候，神用他的方法会把他带回来。
And instantly she gave her life to Christ.
那么在那个当下，马上他就来信主。
And the next day she brought all the other friends and other doctors say, come and see, this is a miracle.
然后第二天呢，他就把他所有他身边的他认识那些人啊，那医生也全部带来。他说哇，这真是个神迹。
If I was relying on arguing, she's better educated than me.
如果当时我是用一种给他辩论的方式来讲的话，那么可能我觉得讲不过他。
You see, there's no need to actually talk about anything.
很多时候我们不用讲太多。
But to allow the Holy Spirit to do something that really is astounding to them.
但是我们就是成为那个合适的器皿，让圣灵借着我们来做工，就会有出其不料的一个结果。
And that is why, as a Christian, we must retrieve these tools and weapons that God has given us.
所以基督徒我们要使用神所给我们这些工具和器皿。
And dare to believe in God for miracles and signs and wonders.
然后我们要有这种信心来相信神能借着我们做神迹奇事。
Amen. That's more fun. That's more exciting.
这是非常的有趣并且振奋人心的。
You know, that is why it's much more exciting than what the world can offer you.
这是比这个世界所能 呈现给我们的更有意义。
To see God operating in His supernatural.
见证神在超自然的方法在我们的运行。
To see the Bible actually living itself out.
看见神的话语实实在在的活出来。
So that a highly educated person sees what's going on and immediately said,I want to become a Christian.
所以当这个受过高等教育的这个医生在我们面前，他见证了神所做的事情的时候，他马上就信服了。
So that lady became a Christian not because of the words of wisdom that came out of my mouth.
所以那个医生那个专家他信主并不是因为我口中这个智慧的言语。
But it was a demonstration of God's power and knowledge of her life.
而是见证了神在他生命神的大能在他生命中彰显。
Amen. And how can that happen?
那么如何可以发生呢？
How is that possible?
这样的事情怎么可能做到呢？
Because according to Paul, because the Holy Spirit dwells in within me and within you,
按照保罗所说的，圣灵住在你我的里面。
He is the one who knows that lady.
他是那个人鉴察人心的神。
Amen. He is the one that knows what exactly what that person needs.
他是那个非常确确实实知道对方心里的一切光景的人。
And so Paul is saying, we.Need this mind of Christ.
所以保罗就说，我们需要这样从神来的意念。
Verse 6 says, "Yet among the mature, we do impart wisdom, although it is not the wisdom of this age, of the ruler of this age, who are doomed to pass away."
第六节说，然而在成熟的人中，我们也讲智慧，但不是今世的智慧，也不是今世有权有位将要灭亡的人的智慧。
Now here's an important lesson.
这是一个很重要的
Paul is basically saying, when you are preaching the gospel, it's pointless trying to argue with people.
所以保罗说，如果你在传福音的时候用争辩的方式跟人传道是没用的。
Instead, demonstrate God's power.
相反，我们要借着来彰显神的大能。
So that their faith rests upon God's power.
所以他们的信心是建立在神的大能当中。
But Paul then said, but for you Christians who've been a Christian for a while,
但是保罗接着又说，对于那些已经信主的人来说，
You need wisdom.
你却需要智慧。
You need to be spoken to.
你需要有从神来的智慧。
So Paul is saying the wisdom that God gives us is for brothers and sisters.
所以保罗在说，这个我们所领受的这个智慧是在肢体里面弟兄姊妹所领受的。
To help them to mature.
是帮助他们能够成熟。
The power, signs and wonders is what the non-believer needs.
那些借着神的大能所行的神迹奇事是给非信徒见证的。
Amen. Today, we rely too much on how to do this, how to do that.
在现今的社会当中，我们很多时候取决于如何做这个，如何做那个。
We need to rediscover God's power.
我们需要重新来发现神的大能。
And it works.
确实是行得通的。
It really works.
神的大能是行得通的。
Amen. If you dare to believe in God, it works.
如果你真的对神有信心的话，你会见证他的大能成就。
It works, brothers and sisters.
他的能力是行得通的。
And that is why as Christians, we must not forget our God is supernatural.
所以作为基督徒，我们不要忘记我们的神是那位超自然的神。
Amen. But for us,
对于我们来说。
We need God's wisdom.
我们需要神的智慧。
Because we have become a Christian for a while.
因为我们做基督徒有一段时间了。
We don't need the miraculous to confirm our faith. We need God's wisdom.
我们不需要那些神迹奇事来确认我们的信心。我们需要继续在神的智慧当中来变成成熟的人。
And Paul is basically saying to the Corinth, you have God's wisdom.
所以保罗在对哥林多信徒说，你们需要得着这样的智慧。
It's not found in University books.
不是在大学的那个书本当中得到的。
It's found with God.
而是在神里面。
And it is the Holy Spirit that can bring you revelation.
而是在我们里面的圣灵会带来我们的启示。
It is the Holy Spirit who hears God.
是圣灵有神的智慧。
It is the Holy Spirit who understands God.
也是圣灵能明白神的心意。
What does that mean for you and me?
那么对于你我来说什么意思呢？
In other words, whenever we read the Bible,
所以每次我们读圣经的时候
The Holy Spirit will bring revelation to us.
圣灵会给我们有从神来的启示
When we go about in our daily lives.
在我们每天的日常生活当中
The Holy Spirit will bring us revelation.
那么圣灵也会给我们有启示
When we have good times and bad times.
那么不光是高上或者低谷
The Holy Spirit will bring us revelation.
圣灵也会给我们各样的启示
And He will bring us the wisdom of God.
他也会给我们神的智慧
Verse 11 says, For you who knows the person's thoughts except the spirit of the person,Which is in him. So also, no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God.
十一节讲，除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？照样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。
Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit of who is from God, and we might understand things freely given us by God.
十二节说，我们所领受的并不是世上的灵，而是从神来的灵，为使我们知道神把恩赐赏给我们的事。
Verse 14, the natural person does not accept the things of God.For they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned.
十四节说，然而属血气的人不接受神的灵的事，他反倒以这为愚拙，因为他不能了解，因为这些事情唯有属灵的人才能领悟。
In other words, a non-believer can never have this wisdom.
换言之，不信的人无法得到这样的智慧。
But those of us who are saved,
但是对那些得救重生的人来说
，the mind of Christ is the Holy Spirit.
那基督的心，基督的意念就是圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit is dwelling in us.
圣灵住在我们的里面。
And when the Holy Spirit dwells within us, we have the mind of Christ.
当圣灵住在我们里面的时候，我们就有神的智慧。
The wisdom of God.
我们有神的智慧，有基督的心意。
So next time when you are stuck, when you have a challenge, ask God.
所以下一次当我们遇到困难和挑战的时候，我们来询问神。
And see whether the Holy Spirit gives you a revelation.
看圣灵会不给你有从他来的启示。
And so verse 16, he says, "For who has understood the mind of the Lord as so to us to instruct him?" Because we have the mind of Christ.
十六节说，谁曾知道主的心？谁会教导他？至于我们，我们有基督的心。
So the mind is an important area of a human being.
所以我们的意念是很重要，人的很重要的一部分。
This is our success and failure.
在这个地方决定了我们的成功与失败。
Our mind is also the area of spiritual battle.
我们的意念也是我们属灵征战的战场。
You can defeat a giant, someone who's talented, just in the mind.
你可以在你的意念当中就能击败这个属灵的巨人。
When we watch the World Cup, it's not about who got the best skills, it's about whose mind is set free.
当我们看见世界杯比赛的时候，我们不是说谁有最好的技巧，而是谁有最好的智商。
The athlete is all about the mind.
那么在运动员的心思当中，也是他们的意念很重要。
And so, do you remember this picture that I showed you before?
大家记得我之前
of the elephant.
大家还记得我之前给你们看的这个大象的图画吗？
How many of you heard of the elephant story?
有多少人听过这个关于这个大象的故事？
You see, a man walks by and see this great big elephant and see a tiny little chain.
当一个人走过的时候，看到一只庞大的大象，但是呢，他的脚呢有一个很小的铁链锁住。
And so the man asked the owner, said, "How come your elephant's being so big does not?" Set himself free. Can that chain really stop, chain this elephant?
所以当时那个人呢就问这个大象的主人说，为什么这么庞大一个大象用一根小铁链把它困住，它难道不能逃出去吗？
And the owner said, yes, the elephant will never break free.
然后他说，是的，这个大象它没有挣脱开这个铁链。
And yet you see the size of the elephant and the chain. The chain is nothing.
所以这个相比这个大象的它这个身体好，这个庞大的身体跟这么小小一个铁链是无法比拟的。
He said, you see, from when the elephant was a baby, the chain was too strong for the baby elephant.
所以当它在大象还幼小的时候，那么这个铁链对它来说是很
强壮的。And no matter how much the elephant, baby elephant, tried to struggle to get free, this chain was too strong for that baby elephant.
所以在它年幼的时候，不管它怎么用力挣扎，它都挣不断这个铁链。
And so the baby elephant got used to it.
所以那个小象呢，它就习惯了。
Now that it's fully adult.
但现在他长大了，成为成年的大象了。
And that is far stronger than the chain.
但是他其实比这个铁链的力气大多了。
But in the elephant's mind, the chain is still unbreakable.
但是在他这么多年从小他领受的一个意念就是说，这个铁链很强壮，我断不开。
Guess what, brothers and sisters?
所以猜一猜怎么着
？We all got the elephant's mind.
可能很多时候我们都有这个大象的一段心思意念在那边。
There are things that we struggle with when we were young. There are certain achievements that we always end up failing.
在某些领域我们常常失败的地方。
But as we grow up, we become more mature.
那我们渐渐长大，成人，我们更加成熟。
We become wiser.
我们变得有智慧了。
Especially after we become a Christian.
特别是我们成为基督徒以后。
We are now a gigantic elephant.
我们现在变成一个好像看似很强大的、巨大的大象。
But we still can't overcome the mindset that we have as a child.
但是我们仍然不能去胜过在我们年幼时所留下的那个。
I am not good enough.
那个就是我觉得我自己不够好。
Someone will never give me a job.
我觉得啊，没人会给我工作。
I will never be able to get married.
我绝对结不了婚。
I will never be able to do this. I will never be able to do that.
啊，我肯定做不了这个，我做不了那个。
Because when I was young, I tried this and tried that, I failed.
因为在我小的时候，我试这个试那个，总是以失败告
终。You may have failed when you were a baby elephant.
你可能在做小象的时候，幼年的时候你做失败了。
But now with Christ, you are a giant elephant.
但是在基督里面，你是这个成年的大象。
God is telling us,
神在告诉我们,
with the mind of Christ, you can overcome.
所以神在告诉我们, 借着有基督的心,
we can overcome the chain that is binding us.
我们能胜过那捆绑住我们的铁链。
But unfortunately, even after we become a Christian, Christians still have the baby elephant mentality in our brain.
但是不幸的是, 很多时候我们成为基督徒以后, 我们的思想当中仍然有幼年时那种捆绑的记忆。
And that is why we struggle from one problem to another problem, and also it is the same problem.
很多时候我们从一个问题到另外一个问题, 但是都是同样的问题。
Rana Bonker says, right, how do you know you're walking around in circles?
不用看成绩说你如何知道你在不断的循环当中呢
is when you keep kicking the same stone.
就是你不断的在同一个石头上绊倒。
So we go round and round in life chained.
所以我们在不断的回旋。
We face exactly the same problem.
我们总是遇见同样的问题。
We go from one job to another job, we find exactly the same boss.
我们从一个工作换到另外一个工作，我们遇到的老板一样。都是同样的问题哦。
And we don't seem to be able to overcome.
但是我们总是好像缺乏这能力去胜过这样的问题。
What's the problem?
那真正问题在哪里呢
？It's the mind.
是在我们的意念当中。
Amen. We somehow have a certain way of thinking, certain way of seeing things.
那时候我们有一些固有的思想，固有的思维方式。
So we need our mind changed.
我们需要的是意念的更新。
And secondly, we also need to change the way we see things.
那时候我们要改变我们看事情的方法。
Change the way God will do things in our lives.
改变我们对神在我们生命当中做事的方法。
Amen. Do you also remember the next picture that I've shown in the past before?
还记得我跟大家看的另外一个
片。This is a waterfall, really noisy.
哦，这是一个瀑布。
And within that waterfall, there is a bird nesting in that nest.
在一个很巨大的瀑布当中，然后我们看到那边有一个鸟巢。
And the title of this picture is peace.
然后这个图片的标题叫做平安
Now,
平静。
When the word peace comes to our mind, we expect something quiet.
当我们想到这个平静的时候，平静安宁的时候，我们就是有一个图画。
I can't hear a thing.
就是好像没有任何的噪音，很安静，很祥和。
Peace in this picture is not about the noise.
所以真正这个平安不是在说有没有噪音这件事情。
The peace is about that safety in that the rest, resting in that nest.
但这个图画告诉我们，就是真正的平安是一个安全感，一个真正你可以为你挡风避雨的地方。
So, the perception is we expect God to do this and do this this way logically.
但很多时候我们的视角就是我们会假设神，你按逻辑这样行事才
可以。But instead, God is saying to us, "What you need is rest in me. If you can rest in me, if you can trust me, you will have peace."No matter how noisy life is.
所以相反神在告诉我们我们需要做的就是在他的里面有安息有安稳然后尽管在外面有很多的噪音很多的风浪。
And that is the wisdom of God.
这就是神给我们的智慧。
When you have the wisdom of God, you will see things differently.
当我们有神的智慧的时候我们看事情的角度会改变。
And when you see things differently, then you begin to see God's hand actually working in your life.
当我们看事情的角度发生改变的时候，我们会开始看见神在我的手在我们身上。
You may have a lot of problems. You may pray a lot of prayers, but problems keep coming. Challenges keep coming.
你可能会遇到很多的问题，你也做了很多祷告，但是那个问题会不断的循环的来发生。
And then you're asking God, God, why are you not helping me? Why are you not resolving these things?
但是你可能会质问神，为什么你不帮助我，你不帮我解决这些问题呢？
The problem is when God resolves a problem, another problem, we never learn.
问题就是很多时候神帮我们解决那个问题，我们没有从这件事情上学到这个功课。
Sometimes He allows difficulties and challenges to come our way.
很多时候神会允许我们的生命中遇到一些问题跟挑战。
So that we can learn from what this bird is have learned.
你是让我们可以好像像这个鸟巢里面的鸟一样学到这个功课。
God is saying to you and me, son, daughter, what you truly need in life is me.
所以神在借着各样的环境来告诉我们，神的儿女，你们所需要的是我，在我里面有安稳。
Even when you get your dream job, even when you have your dream, even when your dreams come true, you may not still receive contentment. You may not still receive peace.
所以尽管我们的梦想得以实现，我们有梦想的工作，但并不代表我们已经得到里面真正的满足。
But God knows what we truly need.
只有神知道我们里面需要的是什么。
And it's because He loves you and loves me.
也因为神爱你我。
He allows you to go through so much.
他会允许我们经历这么多风浪。
In order to loud and clear say to you.
为了很大声很清楚地告诉我们。
You need me.
你真正需要的是我耶。
Amen. How many of you need God?
有多少人说我们真的需要神。
He is the true answer to prayer.
他是那真正问题的答案。
That's why sometimes when we pray to God,He does not answer us, and He gives us a different answer. And that different answer is often is Him.
所以很多时候我们跟神祷告的时候，我们没有得到我们预期的结果，但是神给我们另外一个答案，这另外的答案是带我们回到他的里面。
If we get that answer, don't be disappointed, because that is the better answer. When you pray for something, instead of getting your answer to prayer, you end up with Him.
所以很多时候当我们的祷告我们得到了祷告应许的是与我们所期待的不同的时候，其实可能是一个更好的答案，因为这答案会帮助我们回到神里面。
When I went to university, I failed my first university. I was so disappointed. I ended up having to go to my second choice.
所以当我去考大学的时候，我没有去到我的第一志愿，我去到第二志愿，我很失望。
At that moment of my life, I was so disappointed.
在我人生的那个时刻，我非常的失望。
That I couldn't go to my dream university.
我不能去到我梦想的大学。
And I ended up in the university that everybody else, all the rejects went to.
所以我当时去那个大学是很多当时好像被淘汰的人去的地方。
But that's when I received Jesus.
但就是那里我认识了主。
If I went to my dream university, I would have not, maybe not become a Christian.
所以如果当时我去了我所谓的第一志愿梦想大学，我未必能信主。
In my reject university, I received Christ.
但是在那所谓的好像不这么好的大学当中，我却认识了主。
My whole family became Christian.
我的全家也因此信主。
And I also met my wife.
我也在那里认识了我现在的太太。
Do you understand, brothers and sisters?
大家明白吗？
Sometimes life turns out the way totally different from yours.
很多时候我们的人生发生的方向跟我们预期的完全不同。
Because God knows better.
因为神有更好的答案。
And ultimately, everything He does for you, He wants to draw you closer to Him.
但最重要的是，不论神做什么，他最终的目的都是吸引我们来到他里面。
To get rid of this baby mentality, this baby elephant mentality.
所以我们要拿走这个幼年的大象的那种思想。
And to get rid of this wrong perception of God, how He does things.
所以我们也要拿走对神的一种错误的认知。
We need to appropriate God's wisdom.
我们需要得到从神来的智慧。
Amen. And the way to appropriate God's wisdom.It says here, we're closing, in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
所以在罗马书十二章一到二节说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Paul is saying every day we need to present ourselves before God.
保罗说，我们每天把自己献上来到神面前。
Spend a little time with God.
要么花时间与神亲近。
And what happens is when you become a sacrifice, God consumes you.
当我们成为这个活祭献上的时候，神来。
And there's a transformation that's going on.
然后我们的生命当中有发生改变。
Every time when I go into the sun, I get a little bit darker.
每次我们照太阳的晒太阳的时候，我们的皮肤会变黑。
Every day when I come before God, I get a little bit spiritually darker.
但每次我们来到神面前被神的火光照的时候，我们会干着属灵的那种晒黑一点。
Are we too white?
我们是不是太白了？
You see, verse 2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind and by the testing and may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
第二节说，我们不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
So how do you transform your mind?
所以我们如何让我们的心意更新呢？
How do you appropriate God's wisdom?
我们如何能得到神的智慧呢？
How do you have the mind of Christ?
我们如何成为有基督的心意呢？
First, be born again.
就是要得重生。
Let the Holy Spirit dwell in you.
让圣灵住在我们的里面。
And when the Holy Spirit dwells in you,
当圣灵住在我们里面的时候，
every day come before God.
每天来到神的面前。
Before His Word,
在神的话语之前。
And get a little bit spiritually darker.
然后做一些属灵的晒太阳。
And bit by bit, your mind gets changed.
那么一点一点，你的心。
And bit by bit, you realize, hey, I'm not a baby elephant anymore.
那么一点点，你会意识到，哎，我再没有幼年大象的那个想法了。
I tell you, when the chains break off,
当那个锁链被打断的时候。
When you realize who you are,
当你真正意识到你在基督里面的身份的时候。
When you realize you can accomplish anything,
当你意识到你靠着他，你凡事都能做。
When you realize with God, nothing is impossible,
当你相信在基督里面没有不能成的事的时候。
There is such a freedom.
你就会有极大的一个自由。
How many of you today need to break that chain?
但我们当中有多少人今天我们需要打断这个锁链呢？
You heard this message before.
你可能听过这个道，之前听过这个道。
And you must pick up where you left off from.
但是你要从之前你所遗留停下的地方重新回到来。
And say to your chains, these will be broken.
你要对你自己说，这个锁链一定要断开。
Because I'm no longer a baby elephant.
因为我不再是那个幼年大象的一年。
I've grown up now.
我已经成为那成熟的人。
Christ is with me.
基督在我的里面。
The power of God is with me.
神的大能也在我的里面。
I know the truth of the Bible.
我知道神的真理。
And so you now can rise up.
所以我们现在来在他里面兴起。
And suddenly you realize the chain is so easily broken.
所以可能突然间意识到，哦，原来这个困惑我很久的锁链这么容易就断开了。
Let's do this.
那我们这样做吧。
Let's pray.
好，我们来祷告。
Father, we have the mind of Christ.
父啊，我们相信我们有基督的心。
We pray that the wisdom of God will dwell in us.
我们祷告从神而来的智慧住在我们的里面。
And may those chains that bind us be broken.
那些捆绑我们很多年的锁链被断开。
Change our minds, Lord.
主啊，来更新我们的心思意念。
Transform us, Lord.
求你来改变我们的生命。
Renew our minds.
来更新我们的意念。
And help us to see us situation completely different.
让我们用一个完全不同的视角来看待我们的
环境。Just like the bird sees peace in a different way.
就好像在鸟巢里面的鸟以完全不同的视角来看待这个情境。
Help us to see you in our lives.
主帮助我们来用不同的视角来看待你。
To see things totally different.
看完全不同的视角来看待每一件事情。
Perhaps today, brothers and sisters, you may find yourselves in a situation, say, how can this be?
可能今天你有这样的想法，你说这个事情怎么可能呢？
How can God allow this to happen?
神怎么允许这样的事情发生在我生命当中呢？
Well, the answer is God may or may not allow it to happen.
答案是可能不一定是神，或者是神让这个事情发生。
But that doesn't matter.
但这个并不重要。
What matters is God is with you.
更重要的是神与你同在。
And because God is with you,
因为神与你同在，
you can break that chain.
你就可以断开那个锁链。
As long as you see it differently,
只要你有不同的视角来看待这个锁链。
The biggest change that you need to see,
那个最大的改变你要看到的是，
is that God is with you,
就是神与你同在。
And He has not left you,
神没有离弃你。
God loves you.
神如此爱你。
God doesn't hate you.
他并不是来恨恶你与你敌对的。
No matter what you have done in your past,
不管你在过去做了怎么样的事情，
or in recent days,
或者在最近你做了什么，
God is with you.
神都是与你同在的。
That is what God wants you to see.
这是神想要你看到并感受到的。
He is with you.
他是与你同在的。
And He is waiting for you to reach out to Him.
他也是等候你来再次亲近他。
To say to God, God, I believe you.
来对神说，我相信你，神。
I thank you for being in my life.
谢谢你在我的生命当中。
I said, God, I ask you this one thing.
主啊，我曾经一切切寻求的一件事情。
Help me to break out from this difficulty.
帮助我从这样的困难当中突破出来。
Help me to overcome this impossibility.
帮助我来克服这样的好像一个不可能的环境。
Lord, I need a miracle.
主，我需要一个神迹。
Brothers and sisters, if you truly believe in your prayer,
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的相信我们的祷告
，God will help you to break the chain.
神会帮助你来打破这个锁链。
The fear will go.
恐惧会离开。
The doors will open.
门会为你开启。
And the impossibility becomes possible.
那不可能的事将要变成可能。
To God is that is easy.
对神来说是轻而易举的事情。
But to us, it's difficult.
对我们来说看似很困难。
But God is saying, it is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit.
神说不是靠势力，不是靠才能，是我的灵才能成事。
He will do something.
神会做在我们生命当中。
He will give you a revelation.
神会给你一个启示。
He will open a door.
神会为你开启一扇门。
He will send someone to you.
神会派一些人在你生命当中。
Whichever way he does it,
不管他用什么样的方法做事，
it's probably something that you can never even think that he would do.
可能甚至用一些你完全没有想到的一些方法。
No matter how hard we think,
不管我们认为这个问题
这么大， maybe God will do this, maybe God will do that.
你觉得神可能会这样做，会这样那样做。
Perhaps God wouldn't do none of that.
但是可能不会按你的想象来做事。
Perhaps the answer from God to your life is something that is totally surprising.
可能神对你问题的答案是完全是超乎你的想象的。
And I tell you, brothers and sisters, if you hold on to Jesus,
如果我们紧紧抓住耶稣
，and receive your miracle,
来领受我们的神迹
，you will begin to have faith in Him.
你会开始有信心
，that you see a God that is so wise.
你见证这个神是如此有智慧的神
，that He can use something so insignificant.
他可能会利用一些看似很没无关紧要的一些事情
，to help you
来帮助你。
Now, in order for God, in order for you to have faith in God,
为了让我们对神有信心
before your problem is resolved,
在我们的问题解决之前
I believe God will give you one or two signs.
我相信神会给你一两个这个迹象
Things are so coincidental.
好像看似很偶然
God will encourage you.
神会借此来鼓励你。
So those of you who are struggling,
对那些我们真的很挣扎的人来说
，God will send you some signs.
神会先给你一些记号。
Send you some coincidences.
给你一些好像看似偶然的事情发生。
It will happen over and over again.
那个事情会一次又一次的发生。
And that is to tell you,
这样借着这样的事情发生，告诉你
，Daughter, I'm on the case.
我的孩子，我现在在处理这件事情。
I need more time.
我需要更多的时间。
I'm on the case.
我在解决这个问题。
Amen.
Amen.
Father, I pray that we will have patience.
主，我们祷告，我们有更多的耐心。
And our hearts will be loyal to you.
我们的心要向你忠诚。
Father, we believe that you will overcome.
父，我们相信你是那得胜
者。The problems that we have.
我们一切问题的解决。
Let's all stand.
好，让我们站在一起。
海米娜，安拉尤维，卡拉米 ，Within your mighty hand.The oceans rise and thunders roar. I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are king over the flood. I will be still and know you are God.Within your mighty hand
the ocean rise and thunders roar.
Sometimes faith in God requires us to act.
很多时候我们在神里面的信心也需要我们一个行为。
Sometimes faith is spelled A-C-T, act.
很多时候我们的信心是需要行为带出来的。
And one of the acts we can do today is to sing by faith.
今天我们能靠着行为带出我们的信心，就是在我们歌唱当中带出我们的信心。
Every word.That you sing is your prayer, and you really mean it from your heart.
当我们唱这首歌词，当着我们的祷告献给神，我们真的相信。
Because what you're saying to God is, God, I really believe in you.
因为对神说，神啊，我真的相信你。
That I truly will soar above my storms.
神啊，我真的相信，我真的要与你一同翱翔在暴风之上。
And that the impossibility becomes possible.
那不可能的事要变为可能。
Even though I cannot see and I don't understand, but I believe.
尽管我的眼睛还没有看见，甚至我的头脑还不明白，但是我要相信。
So we sing it by faith.
所以今天我们凭信心来唱这首诗歌。
You break that chain of you.
我们在我们来打那个锁链要断开。
Break that chain of fear.
我们把那个惧怕的锁链要打破。
Break the chain of unbelief.
我们把那个不信的锁链要断开。
And so when we sing this song again, I want you to raise up your hands and begin to pray, sing it from your heart.
所以当我们在唱这首歌的时候，我们带着信心来宣告。
Just between you and God.
这是你和神之间的一个宣告，一个相信。
Hide me now.
Hide me now. Under.
My soul,
find rest, my soul in Christ the Lord. Know His heart in Christ. trust. When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar.
There's somebody that is listening or here in this room.
我们当中有人可能在网上或者在这里教会里面。
You've been asking this question.
你可能在问这个问题。
I really don't want to be in this country.
我真的不想待在这个国家了。
I don't know why I'm here.
我也不知道为什么我还留在这里。
Well, let me tell you.
好，让我告诉你。
God wants you to be here.
因为神想要你在这里。
This will change your life.
这决定会改变你。
Trust the Lord.
我们要信靠他。
Father, we thank you.
父，我们感谢你。
We thank you that your Jesus is our Lord.
我们感谢父神，基督是我们的主。
And that the Holy Spirit is with us.
圣灵在这里与我们同在。
And He is the mind of Christ.
基督就是哦，圣灵就是基督的灵。
I pray that this week,
我们祷告在接下来一周
当中。That you give us the wisdom that we need.
祷告你给我们所需要的智慧。
And help us.Change the way we see things.
改变我们看待一些事物的方法。
Help us to see your hand upon our lives.
也帮助我们看到神你的手在我们生命当中工。
And I pray that you, Lord, will have your way.
我们祷告神，你按照你的旨意来行事。
And I thank you, Lord.
我们谢谢你主。
Bless every family.
祝福每一个家庭。
Bless every business.
祝福每一个生意。
Bless every study.
祝福我们每一个学业。
Bless every job.
祝福我们的每一份工作。
And bless those of us who are looking for jobs.
祝福那些可能正在找工作的人。
Bless us all.
求你祝福每一个人。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
好，大家请坐。如果大家需要祷告，来到前面。神祝福大家。